So she goes and tells the doctor, and the doctor comes out, and all he could tell her to tell me is, "You're a disaster waiting to happen." And she had just told me 36 months, when I only had 15 months on the battery, that I still had 19 months left on the battery. You figure it out. You're looking at a man that understands and believes in zero-point energy. Some of you have read about that stuff. It's a cubic centimeter of nothing. That's why they call it zero-point. No temperature, no Kelvin energy. No magnetic energy, no Gauss fields. No electromagnetic energy, no radiation. Cubic centimeter. That's a block of sugar. Come on. Cubic centimeter of nothing. They now can measure with a Casimir effect. To have 10 to the 95th zero of erds of energy in nothing. Some of us that are God physicists, and we believe that there is a God particle that Jesus uses to speak us into here, that's where the energy is coming from that he uses to cause you to be. It's part of the glory of God above the speed of light. And through the tachyon effect, it's showing up here before it's even asked for. By the Jesus Christ that died for me, the Son of God, and I am a part of the bride. Ooh. Now that's a quantum jump. When you know who you're hooked up to, endless energy. You're looking at a man that understands and believes in zero-point energy. Some of you have read about that stuff. It's a cubic centimeter of nothing. That's why they call it zero-point. No temperature, no Kelvin energy. No magnetic energy, no Gauss fields. No electromagnetic energy, no radiation. Cubic centimeter. That's a block of sugar. Come on. Cubic centimeter of nothing. They now can measure with a Casimir effect. To have 10 to the 95th zero of erds of energy in nothing. Some of us that are God physicists, and we believe that there is a God particle that Jesus uses to speak us into here, that's where the energy is coming from that he uses to cause you to be. It's part of the glory of God above the speed of light. And through the tachyon effect, it's showing up here before it's even asked for. By the Jesus Christ that died for me, the Son of God, and I am a part of the bride. Ooh. Now that's a quantum jump. When you know who you're hooked up to, endless energy. God's not broke. Stop acting like you are. You say, "David, you don't know how hard it is." Oh, I've been there. And I figured out how to get out of there. If you got God's assignment released in your life, oh, that's a tough one for some young people. They're so bent on living their life their way. Some of you didn't get over it when you began to mature. Some of you are still caught in the trap. You think your life is yours. And you live it like it is. And you make your money decisions without God's consulting. You plan your career without knowing God's plan for your life. Of course, nobody in this room ever married the wrong person and had to fix it. That never happened here. Or your kids have never done that. But you can walk in health. Becky and I don't have medical bills. I said until the first conference that we had, or during the first conference on this trip, we've had 5 conferences on this little trip. And they've all been awesome. But this has been awesome, 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 awesome. Well, there's just no more duplicates of this right here, okay? Look at this place. Look at y'all. Awesome. You came from all over. Of course, that happens wherever I speak. But I'm honored that you're here. And I used to make the statement of, we got a blessed car and we don't have any mechanical bills. Until we had our first conference, and going to our second conference for our early morning, Sunday morning service, my little Chrysler shuts off. I'm driving down the road to my little trailer, trying to behave myself. And a wire burns through, down by the manifold. The car quits. First thing I didn't do was blame Satan. He ain't got enough power to burn that wire through. He can't do that to my car. That's a delivered car. That's a blessed car. As a matter of fact, you got to know the rest of the story. That little car, and I'll show you this odometer tomorrow, it's got 273,000 miles on it. And it's never shut off like that before. Never had a problem like that before. Why? Because we put the key in the ignition and we say, you're a blessed car. And we say, Satan, you have no authority here. You don't even have the bandwidth to know how this thing works. So just get away. Now, some of you see Satan in all the messy stuff. Did you know some of that stuff could do you just a little bit of good? Say, David, are you preaching that God puts disease on us? No, he doesn't. Does God break your car? No, he doesn't. But he said that all things work together for good. If you don't have a car that's new enough, that little car has been bumped and bumped and over the hills and over the rocks and towing a trailer. And I care about that little car. It's a blessed car. Matter of fact, if you want a blessing, just go lay your hand on my car. It's so blessed, you'll feel the blessing. We talk to it all the time. You ever talk to your car? Yeah, some of you really talk to your car, I can tell. If you got your car keys in your pocket, some of you came in without your car. You got your car keys. Get your car keys, we're going to have some fun. We're still on the subject. We're talking about the non-physical reality. Get your car keys. Here's my Chrysler key. We're believing for a new Chrysler. I don't need a car with 273,000 miles towing a trailer when I got deadlines. I'm going to Canada next week. I'm going to Mexico the next week. Then I'm going back to Tennessee the next week. And that little faithful car will run just fine. Okay? We take care of it. But here's how I take care of my car. Hold your keys up. In the name of Jesus, my car is blessed. It is protected. I call forth my angels. I give them assignment over my car. My car is a tool for the kingdom of God. I will use my car to build God's kingdom. I believe that I need my car for my work, for my family, and for my ministry. In Jesus' name. You just altered your car. We did that from about the time we got the car. You show me another little Chrysler that's 12 years old. It's been driven hard by a little old man that goes to church regularly. That car is more familiar with that trailer hooked up and two pianos in it and a load of sound equipment. I got a laser that I'm going to show you before this is over. And I'm going to stick on the roof of that little Chrysler. It's got 1,000 watts going. I got the most powerful CB that's ever been on I-35. I'll be able to talk to truckers when I'm in Kansas, the ones in Idaho. At least up in Missouri. It's got a cooling coil on that antenna. It's a big whip antenna. Got a cooling coil. Hidden down in that cooling coil is one of those NASA lasers. I got an iPod hooked up to that thing. We got a website. People all over the world can call into that website, put their prayer on there. I can download that website into my iPod. Or that little MP3 player. Modulate that up, that laser. And I know that if I'm 1,000 and I'm playing your prayer, there's 10,000. And her prayer, there's 100,000. Her prayer, we've got 1,000,000. We haven't left the front row or the front quarter. We're going to have thousands of prayers. We're going to have hundreds of people united. We're going to drive all the way to the Canadian border. I'm going to stop at every border going into every state, drive one of those loaded stones. You've got to get a loaded stone. Drop that in your neighbor's yard and split. Satan can't be where God's authority is. Get it right. And you don't know what curse is on grandma's stuff. You don't know what curse is on that ring. Particularly if it was a part of another relationship that had all its problems. Those little steel plates are picking up everything you're thinking. Be careful what you're thinking. I intend to play it back. Oh, that's literal. Somebody asked me the other day, you really think you can do that? Yeah, I know I can do that. And when you recognize that that spiritual influence of the unseen world is around you, and you do little about it all day long, no wonder some of your lives are screwed up. You're on dangerous territory. I don't want to get in an airplane that I haven't blessed. As a matter of fact, I won't. I used to act like I stumbled at the door to get both door posts. I got so brave, I shake hands with whoever's up there at the front. Tell them they're blessed and reach back and touch the airplane and this plane is blessed. It's safe and angels are operating the aerodynamics of this piece of machinery. And I believe that. I believe that when Becky gets sick or David gets sick, and we believe in a doctor, one, and I'm not talking about the great physician Jesus. We got one medical doctor we believe in. He's an awesome guy. He's spirit-filled. A Baptist. Boy, there's an anomaly right there. Word of knowledge. Prophetic gift. Prayer language. They wheel him in off the ambulance coming into his emergency room. He tunes in. He picks up God's frequency. When he touches that body, told us about one that he lost. Came off a motorcycle, all smashed up. Another one had a bullet wound, the head, lost that one. It tears him up and he loses one. He's a real doctor. Loves God. Cares about people. We have a problem. We'll call Chuck. Chuck Thurston. Met him through Ray Hughes. Awesome man of God. Word of knowledge works right there in the hospital. And he sends him upstairs for the CAT scans. Comes back and said, yeah, I knew that. The nurses get upset with him. Certain doctors get upset with him. But he knows the invisible realm that's around his daily job. Do you know yours? The invisible realm where you go to work. You got jobs. You own a business. You work for somebody. Or you're retired. You need more God when you're retired than when you weren't retired. Because you got more time on your hands now that needs to be focused so you don't miss your assignment. It's all about assignment. And the destination of that assignment is you're a kingdom builder. I'm tired of the entrepreneurs that tell me they're going to make their millions and then use it all to build a kingdom. You don't build the kingdom of God by using an entrepreneurial gift if you don't love the king. You got to love the king first. Not your entrepreneurial spirit, your investors, your product, your vision. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've walked that walk. I've carried that weight. And I had to be delivered. God chose to allow me to have a miracle in my life. I told a little lady that's up there in that booth, your precious wife, that if a sickness has been declared on her life, God's setting her up for her healing ministry. How do you think I can speak with such authority that you can get a new organ and you can be healed? How do you think I know that? I died 12 times. I don't recommend it. But if that's what it takes, that's my prayer. Becky and I are at the point in our lives that we see somebody that isn't serving God correctly. I cut to the bottom line. Lord God, at any cost, you get this guy straightened out. If it's a loved one, it's a harder prayer to pray, but I pray it anyhow. At any cost, Lord, get their attention and get them straightened. I think Jesus is coming soon. And I think the invisible realm has been overlooked long enough. You can be active in that non-physical realm. But you got to give up on the physical domination. You got to give up on this thing that you can do it. I had a briefcase made that I carried into board meetings when I was selling stock in the Vancouvering Company and before the Vancouvering Company, way back when I was doing laser optical memory retrieval. You're looking at the man that decided he could put information on a piece of film, on a circular disc, with a laser. That was the first laser optical memory retrieval system before there were discs. I used it for music, called Opticon. Optical organ. And then orchestra, optical orchestra. McDonnell Douglas picked it up. It was used in science. It was used in the military. It was classified. If I told you what they did with it, I'd have to kill you. It was used by the Defense Department. Entrepreneurial driven. I know the story. And then Jesus came. Now when I think about lasers, He tells me the other side of the story. I'm doing warfare tonight in the heavenlies that's outside the physical realm. We're touching a bandwidth that's not flesh and blood. Paul said that. Don't wrestle with flesh and blood. That's not where your problem is. Your problem's with spiritual wickedness, principalities in high places. Well, that thing goes all the way to the Van Allen belt. Somebody said, I don't know what the Van Allen belt is. That's somebody's belt. It's a man's name who decided that there had to be charged particles to keep the dangerous rays of the sun from killing life on earth and killing you and causing skin problems and loss of life, of all plant life. So he predicted there had to be charged particles. And some of you are old enough to know the story. We got some Germans and Russia's got some Germans. And down in Huntsville, Alabama, our Germans were smarter than their Germans and we got to the moon first. That's really how it worked. And when we started firing those German rockets up into that realm and then improving on them and building our own rockets, we found that there were charged particles up there. They're out between us and the moon and they shield the earth. They're dipolar charge. It's what the aurora borealis is all about when you see the northern lights. Of course, you got to get out of Kansas to see the northern lights. I was up in Edmonton, Ontario. When the sun goes down, you see the northern lights. I was telling those people up in Edmonton, I said, oh, I'm talking to that stuff. They looked at me and they really thought I'd been smoking rope. I said, part of my assignment and your assignment is to talk to that realm. If you can take your voice with technology to where your voice can't go, and I show up, with a vision from God in the right room, at the right place, in the right city. And God shows me a machine. You'll see it tomorrow. I'm building another one. I got to finish it tonight. I'm teaching in Huntsville, Alabama. I forgot that that was Rocket Town. This is where the Marshall Space Flight Center is. This is where the U.S. Arsenal does its laser-guided weapons work. I'm teaching in a little church, attendance about this size, and I'm telling the people I'm looking at this thing like the microphone stand. I wanted to look the other way. I'm trying to teach, and there it is. It's in the spirit realm. I could see it. Anybody here never had an open vision? If you haven't, you can. See, the last part of that verse that I like to talk about where Jesus said you haven't got enough bandwidth on your chip. I want to tell you something, you haven't got enough bandwidth to get it. So I'm going to leave, and the Holy Spirit's going to show up, and He's going to lead you into all truth. I like the way that verse ends. We've never heard it preached. I never have. The last part of it is Jesus talking. said, I'm going to show you things to come. Without a psychic. Without a crystal ball. You don't have to handle crystals and then give them to her or him. And there's something to all that. See, to have a counterfeit, you got to have enough to look like the counterfeit. They know there's something going on in the crystal. Come up here tonight and I'll let you see what the something is. We'll set that thing up down here one of these sessions and let you really look at it. What are you trying to say, David? I'm trying to say that matter and the spiritual realm are intimately connected. Your past is. Ooh, you don't like to hear that. Your past is. Hang on. Your future potentials are. You don't like to hear that. I got plans. My kid's got a career plan. I'm following my financial protocol. I am retired. Well, I tried that 3 or 4 times. Couldn't quite pull it off. You won't either. There's never a time when the mature that know something about God are not called upon to share what they know. Did you hear it? There'll never be a time in your life that you can get out of what you know for God. And you're more responsible now because you know more. Sorry, kid, you can't be 40 years old with 40 years experience. Can't do it. But some of us gray heads have got 40 years of hard knocks. And we know something. We've lived there. We've walked there. We know there's an invisible realm. And we know how to conquer it. In Jesus' name, we know how to conquer it. I don't play with crystals to play with crystals. But I know they're remembering. That little Dell chip is remembering your information, your software, your pictures, your email, your programs. Michael knew that. No moving parts, just matter, having memory. Get it. Your dashboard knows everything you thought about the guy that you cut off at the corner. And I'll admit it, I got a problem. I don't like to wait at red lights, okay? You can imagine me being a doer instead of a sitter, waiter, parker. Because I sit there with 2 or 3 problems going on. One, I know my cell phone's talking to a tower. I want to know why they haven't hooked the light to the tower. It knows I'm sitting at that light. Why can't it make it green when there's nobody else coming? Somebody in this room just got an assignment. You're going to go invent that. What's your hang up? What's God working on you? And it'll have to do with the invisible realm. It'll have to do with desire. Something that's not tied to this time, space, and matter. Your desire isn't. You have a desire to serve God, He will instantly start working on you. Unfortunately, with me, He had to do some cleaning up. Maybe with you too. Commitments to the wrong objectives, business, money, invention. I was never driven by the fame, but I was always driven by the technology. My wife said she's done a lot of things, but she's never been bored. And if you get to questioning her, she'll tell you Dave's done everything he ever wanted to do. I'm one of those fortunate few. I've had various careers. I'm enjoying this career of teaching more than any else. And this isn't my assignment, it's part of it. My assignment is to take what I can do in the spirit realm to a place on the planet that needs that gift to define who it is. Israel? The prophetic future of that land? Visionaries are needed. There's a whole country over there that don't know who they are. And I walk those Judean hills and the Lord shows me stuff. It's a rare gift. It's an awesome gift. But you can do it. You. He didn't say that there are exclusions to who the Holy Spirit's going to show all truth to. He didn't give five categories and said these guys get 20%, these get 30%, and these get 100%. Jesus said to you that the Holy Spirit's going to come to you. I know you claim the Holy Spirit. You wouldn't have come this far into a state of Kansas that has nothing to come to except the Holy Spirit. And they'll admit that. That's why they're here. This is an open portal. If you don't know that, understand that. If you don't feel it and don't understand it, take it my word for it. This portal is open. Holy Spirit's going to talk to you here. I can talk to you up there as well. But is that portal open? Do you have this kind of music? Do you have this kind of excitement and expectancy, desire and intent? If we can measure the intent and desire that each of you had on a scale of 1 to 1,000, when you left home to come to hear me talk, come to this place, that number would be an immense number. Your desire did something ahead of you. It always does. If you have the desire to know your assignment will be to see things that are not as though they are. He didn't create this domain for you to believe this is all there is. That's not the story. That's not the cosmology of God, in spite of the evolutionists. They want you to believe this is all there is. Well, if this is all there is, it ain't much. Some of us have been on the other side and looked back. Some of us have been on the other side and looked forward. Take my word for it, this isn't all there is. I heard those sounds. I saw that light. I saw those concepts. My bandwidth went up. And I'm telling you, yours can too, and you don't need to die to win. The Holy Spirit will lead you. How do you think she got her wisdom? That girl is full of wisdom. We marveled last night. I don't say this to pump her up or to appeal to her pride. But Becky and I were talking about how precious it was to be in that circle last night. The different generations that were represented. From youth to maturity. I'm proud I can be a part of maturity. I'm a great grandfather. Well, I'm not a great grandfather, but I'm a great grandfather. And the wisdom that was at that table last night, precious presence of God that's in your life, in your home, in your yard. Yard, yard, yard. Can you walk through your yard and get blessed? Or are there places and things that need to be delivered? What about your city? And I could go on, and I don't need to do that. You've got the point. The unseen physical world is a very real place. As a matter of fact, it's where this reality comes from. That's where this reality is going to find its fulfillment. And this bride can do something about this mess if it wanted to. And that's my message. You can change this place. When's the last time you went into a hospital to pray for the place? Or were you sucked in because you believe some of the wrong philosophy that chemicals is okay to throw at frequency problems? Oh, you're not going to forget that. Car burns oil and you change the tires, you'll never forget that. And when are you going to learn what your frequencies for healing are? When are you going to learn? You're going to learn when you start filling your life with worship frequencies. And there comes the fullness of the presence of God. And then you learn how to shut Satan off and get him out of there. You know how to dismiss all the past of the curses that are still are. They're still there. And you know how to tap your future and get it into this reality so you know what you're supposed to do today and tomorrow and the rest of your life. Don't you worry about your will. Somebody else is going to worry about your will. You can do something about your will while you have a will to will. You got assets for God, use them for God. Piling them up, storing them back. Becky and I give away everything that we don't need. Oh, I got some instruments. 250 of them. That's a pile of junk. Stuff. It's all blessed stuff. I don't bring them home until they've been... When I buy them, I bless them. I release the curse. Then I'm careful that I don't put the curse in the place that I leave it, that I take it from. You've got to be careful when you dismiss curses that they're dismissed. They don't hang around. Say, David, I don't believe that. Well, check your life out. You'll figure it out. How many things don't work in your life? How many things don't work in your kids' lives? How much stuff have they loaded up that hasn't been cleansed and set free? Somebody said, if you're repeating yourself, you've talked too long. Well, I'm repeating myself because somebody still needed to hear it. I want to pray for you right now. You came here to get changed. Well, I came here to see to it that you did get changed. And I know you're saved. I know you're set free. But everybody in here needs to have big red glaring letters of what your assignment is. I'm reading your mail. Some of you have been saved a long time. Some of you had great careers. If you had to write on the back of a business card what your assignment is, you'd fail the test. You could ask Becky what her assignment is, and she'll say, to spend my energy in the land of Israel. You ask me what my assignment is to take this teaching that I understand and the revelation that I have and make sure that those who hear it get it. It's a responsibility a teacher has to make sure it hooks. I don't think this stuff can be taught. I think it has to be caught. Oh, let me say that again. I understand the science of pedagogy, the way your brain works and how education teaches you facts. Pedagogy. We've done it for years in the music industry. I mean, to learn to play a synthesizer, you had to know a lot of technical stuff. So we had to be good at teaching technical stuff. I guess that's where the roots of my being able to talk about quantum physics started. You buy a mini Moog with 44 knobs and names you've never heard before, you got a problem. You got 44 problems. So we had to teach them what it meant. When I have these revelations and the truth that God... See, the seal on science and the scriptures is being removed. Say it with me. The seal on the science and the scriptures is being removed. The seal on the scroll, I should have said, has been locked up. Or worse, there's been artificial fights going on. It takes more faith to believe what the evolutionists do than what Jesus Christ did. And they keep changing their theory. I'll show you books tomorrow that contradict each other. Written by physicists. Oh, they can't take them out of the libraries because somebody'd have to stop printing them. Or royalties. Or they got too much pride to say I was wrong, now I've changed my opinion. But if you're a book collector and a reader like I am and like some of you ought to be, if you care about this subject, you start reading the literature on the subject. Go get Fred Allen Wolf's book, Taking the Quantum Leap. And the Holy Spirit will keep you from getting in trouble with this New Age junk. Come on. I don't argue with those guys. I don't pick a fight with them. I'm not mad at them. I just wish they'd get their facts straight. It takes more faith to believe that junk than it does to believe what Jesus Christ did and claims and we can prove. I could spend 2 hours like I did on a webcast with a man that spent 20 years on the Shroud of Turin that you can go to Ray Hughes' website and download a DVD at SelaMinistries.com. Punch in Ray Hughes, you'll learn all about it. And this professor spent 20 years studying the Shroud of Turin. Did you know that when they take the processes that cause a photographic hologram to be displayed and apply that to the shroud, it shows a three-dimensional Jesus Christ suspended between two pieces of cloth? How can these things be? Well, I think Nicodemus had to ask that question. He died. But at the moment of resurrection, that singularity that caused life to come into him, the life that Jesus Christ causes to come into you, when you're saved, Paul talked about this. Paul said you're not going to live with religious nonsense. He said you're going to have the power of the resurrection released in you. That means everything you do brings forth new life. Everything you touch, you get to change. Every thought you have changes something. Whatever you see, you cause to be. And then there's those powerful ten little two-letter words. That's a mouthful to try to say. 10 two-letter words. Well, check me out. If, I am. It, I-T, is, I-S. To, be. It is up to me. We threw all of those responsibilities away. We're saved by grace. That's free. And we go on and live our physical life in a physical realm, not recognizing that if there's anything spiritual going to happen in this city or your city, it's up to you. And you duck it. Or worse, you say, I don't understand it. Well, shame on somebody. You can't understand it. Holy Spirit promised to teach you all things and show you things to come.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at the Elijah List, such as the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and gifts, simply log on to our website, ElijahList.com. Or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from the Elijah List.